Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Prestige Estates Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining for the call. From the management of Prestige Estates, we have Mr. Irfan Razack, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Zaid Sadiq, Executive Director, and Mr. Amit Mor, the Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Hey, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for the earnings call of Prestige Estates Projects for the fourth quarter and financial year ended March 31st, 2026. As you know, this year has been an important year for the company, marked by strong operational momentum across all our verticals, be it residential, commercial, retail, and hospitality. It also marked several important firsts for us as a company. We launched our maiden residential project in the NCR market, which received a resounding response, translating into a sales of over 9,500 crores from a single project alone. We also achieved our first major residential completion in Mumbai during the year, showcasing the continued strength of our execution capabilities across regions. During the year, we also crossed the milestone of having completed 200 million sq ft across 300 projects since inception. Also, during the year, and most importantly, we delivered our highest-ever annual sales of over 30,000 crores, reflecting a growth of over 76% year-on-year, supported by robust launches across key geographies, healthy demand conditions, and disciplined execution and strong collections. For the full year, sales volumes grew 77% year-on-year to 22.28 million sq ft, while collections crossed 18,500 crores, reflecting a strong 53% year-on-year growth. We also launched over 31 million sq ft during the year, with a launch GDV of approximately 27,000 crores, demonstrating the scale and depth of our development pipeline. These launches witnessed a high sales velocity of 63%, contributing to 17,300 crores in FY26 sales itself. Our performance was well-diversified geographically, with Bangalore, NCR, and Mumbai continuing to contribute meaningfully to overall sales. Importantly, we also continue to see healthy realization growth across both apartments and property developments. Beyond residential, our annuity business continued to demonstrate resilience and stability. Our portfolio maintained healthy occupancy levels of 92%, supported by sustained leasing demand from GCCs, tech companies, and domestic corporates. Our retail portfolio continued to perform exceptionally well as well, with near-full occupancy of 99%, healthy footfalls, and strong consumption-led growth across assets. The hospitality segment also delivered a steady operational performance during the year. On the business development front, we added projects with a GDV of over 50,000 crores in FY26, further strengthening our future pipeline across Bangalore, Mumbai, NCR, Hyderabad, and Chennai, positioning us well for sustained long-term growth. Coming to our financial year performance, for the full year, revenue stood at 13,196 crores, registering a growth of 71% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 4,219 crores, up 43% year-on-year, while PAT stood at 1,312 crores, reflecting a strong growth of 113% year-on-year. EBITDA margin for the year stood at 32%, while PAT margin stood at 9.9%. During FY26, we also generated a healthy operating cash flow of approximately 7,100 crores, a strong 58% year-on-year increase, reflecting the underlying strength of our business and collection profile. We have exciting project launches coming up across Bangalore, Chennai, Mumbai, NCR, and Hyderabad during the financial year, with a GDV of almost 58,000 crores, in addition to our inventory of 19,000 crores. We already began FY27 with a massive launch in Prestige Golden Grove in Hyderabad, Sellapur, which is a 9,500 crore project, which met an overwhelming response. Overall, we remain focused on disciplined growth, calibrated expansion, and timely execution, strengthening our annuity portfolio while continuing to create long-term value for all our stakeholders. With that, I will now open the floor to questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and then one. Your first question comes from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, and congratulations on great performance. My first question is if you can give some color on what you're seeing currently in last 1 month in terms of the demand environment and the business development environment.
So the quarter started with a bang for us. We launched the project in Hyderabad, Prestige Golden Grove and Telapur, where we've done some significant sales. And 2,300 crores of sales over there. And I think that's a fantastic result. Overall, I think the momentum has been very healthy across cities as well. And we feel this momentum will continue.
Okay. And similarly, on the business development side, any change in competitive intensity, land pricing, etc.?
I think things remain the way they are. Things don't change immediately overnight. We have seen wherever we have taken up transactions, we've maintained whatever is feasible for the company, and we'll match, feasibility.
Understood. And secondly, if you can talk a bit about, the hospitality part of your business, what were the, revenue, EBITDA, that you made during the year and the quarter?
Yeah, I'll put it, in the hospitality vertical, we touched a top line of 1,050 and EBITDA of close to 400 crores after deducting even the corporate overhead. So at the hotel, if you see at the hospitality level, EBITDA is close to 440 crores for the entire financial year.
Okay. And what is the progress on completion of your key hotels in Delhi and
any hotel? Actually, the office should be ready in the next 2 months, OC. But otherwise, the teams are working hard, and we should have a grand opening sometime in the, before or after Diwali.
Both the hotels?
Yes. It's one box, it's one project. So it's both the St. Regis as well as the Marriott Marquis. As well as the office, about 600 plus 1,000 square feet. All that will be ready, and we should start trading the hotel after Diwali.
Understood. And just on the financial side, we've noticed on the Q4 perspective, we put the CapEx run rate and the residential spend run rates have gone up. Should we think of that as a new run rate, or do you think there were some one-offs in the fourth quarter?
So that will be the going forward spend to make. You can say 10,000 crores on the development, 9,000-10,000 crores will be the spent on the development business side. And on the CapEx side will be around 4,000 to 4,500.
Understood. That's very good. That's all from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Pritesh Sheth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Firstly, congrats on a good year. If you can help us with the guidance for next year in terms of the key parameters, pre-sales, collections, that would be helpful. Yeah, that's my first question.
Yeah, see, we actually run some phenomenal sales this current year. We've gone up from 17 to 30,000. That's almost 100% jump from the last year. And even the collections have done, the maximum collections we've ever done in the company is 18,000 crores. And now going forward, the base is very high, very large. But I do believe that there is more scope, more room for growth, and the teams are focused. So I believe that we should look at a growth between 15% to 20%.
And on the collections front, since we had a good year last year, so what should be the ballpark growth rate there?
Of course, in the same similar 15% to 20% growth should be there. But again, it's a function of launches and function of sales. But I do believe that this is what we should and will achieve unless something drastic happens. But as of now, I think that's the plan.
Sure. And just to clarify on the business development, if I hear you correctly, you said 9,000 to 10,000 crore of business development spend from here on.
No, development business. I meant on the construction side, residential side, will be spending 9,000 to 10,000 on the business development. See, if you see what has happened in the current financial year, the business development spend is on the higher side, which is basically because there were some government and corporate lands which were available, which we have acquired. So basically one parcel in Hyderabad, and we have acquired 3 parcels of land in Chennai. So the whatever capital deployed on business development this financial year is on the higher side. Now for the next year, we expect what we have allocated right now is 4,500 for the business development.
4,500 crore. Okay. Okay, got it. And just to clarify again, this 2,600 crore that we spent in Q4 was only for the acquisitions we did in this quarter, or something from the previous quarter also slipped over to this quarter and hence we had this higher number?
Some portion is of the previous quarter also. For example, the Raidur land what we acquired in the previous quarter, one installment, the final installment and the registration was falling due in the current quarter. So we paid that amount in the quarter, close to 600 crores, 650 crores what we have paid, just from that part.
Sure, got it, got it. On the commercial side, while I think we have made a good progress in leasing the BKC asset, which is 70% pre-lease now, if I understand that correctly, the Mahalakshmi, the Prestige Mahalakshmi is still 10%. Is it a kind of deliberate strategy to hold on to those leases, or our rental expectations are something which probably right now market is not considering, and hence we are a little slow on that leasing?
No, it's a deliberate strategy to delay that leasing in the Mahalakshmi, because Mahalakshmi will be a product which will not be, which has not been seen and which can't be seen in the near future. So we are being a little slow. Having said that, I think we have committed something like about 400,000 square feet even there to some top-notch clients at some great rentals. It will happen. But then we are not in any desperation or any hurry, because it's still a long way to go for us to complete the project.
Sure, got it. That's helpful. That's it from my side and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. If you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one now. Your next question comes from the line of Kunal Lakhan with CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Firstly, on the next year's launch pipeline, right, if you can give some color on in terms of like what could be the GDV of the new launches that you're targeting for 27, and on the key launches, right, which will contribute to 27, where are we on the approval side or development plan side?
Yes, sir. So on the BD front, we added about 50,000 crores of pipeline across the company. This year as well, we will also continue to add projects to the KPI. But in terms of upcoming launches, for this quarter, we have about three to four projects which we will launch, around 5,000 crores of GDV. That is Gardenia Phase 2 in Bangalore, Palm Courts in Chennai, and Forest Hills in Mumbai. That should give you around 5,000 crores in GDV. The balance total is about 57,000 crores of GDV for the rest of the year is what we expect to launch.
Just to add that, Kunal, we have already launched Golden Grove, so 9,500 is already launched, and apart from that, balance 5,000.
5,000 is expected to be launched.
To be launched.
Hi, Kunal, are you able to hear us?
Hello?
Kunal sir, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think.
Just check whether.
As there is no response from the line of current participant, we'll move on to our next question. Our next question comes from the line of Abhinav Sinha with Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, a couple of questions. So firstly, on the lease business, what are the rentals you have received in BKC? And also secondly, on in Bangalore, how are the rentals trending right now?
How are the rentals in BKC and the rentals in Bangalore?
Rentals in BKC pretty strong. And I think today it's around the 360 rupees mark.
Okay, and Bangalore?
Bangalore depends on which location. You see, Bangalore also, the rentals can be anywhere between 60 to 130, which is outer, and CBD will be around 200 plus.
And how are they trending considering we have a large pipeline now opening up in FY27? So are you still seeing growth on a YOY basis or rentals are flat now for the last few months?
There is growth. In fact, there is no a space that we have which is ready. And so that is a good positive thing for us. And I believe that as and when space gets ready, we are also looking at some few free leases, which I can't tell you to whom. But on the outer ring road, there's something exciting happening, where we are putting up the phase two of Lakeshore Drive, and we are doing the signature tower of Lakeshore Drive. There's some good discussions happening with some big clients to take almost all the space. So it's quite positive.
The second question on the balance sheet side with about 0.65x net gearing, are you comfortable with the current level or you would like to bring this down?
It's work in progress. Ultimately, net is when all our capex assets are ready, whether it's office or retail or hospitality, there will be a REIT or an ITO, and that will help us unlock capital. And in the residential side, we really don't need any debt as such because it's all self-liquidating. Only at some point, if we are buying some big tracts of land, there will be a requirement for capital. But that moment the project is launched, we'll start cashing out. There's no hard rule and how it's done, but then at the same time, I think whatever we've done is pretty comfortable and I would say pretty easy, considering the amount of work that we're doing.
Okay. Sir, and finally, on the launch pipeline question, I think which Kunal was also asking, for some of the large projects which we have in Chennai and the remaining pipeline in Hyderabad, what should be the timeline for those?
So we just bought land, that is the Ramco land. We've just bought, the planning is done. Now it will go in for approval. Similarly, we bought the TVS land, which again will go for approval. So it will take 6 to 8 months for these approvals to come. Now there's a brand new dispensation which is talking all positive things. So hopefully it will not take too long and we should be able to launch quickly.
Right. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kandapal with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Hi. Congratulations on a decent quarter. So just one clarification first. So this Prestige 101, so you have leased out 70%, so it includes both the Tower X and Y, right?
Which one? What did you say?
So you have said Prestige 101.
Oh, today, we only talked about X. We said we'll complete X and then we'll talk about Y because Y also has the Edition Hotel also. So okay. We want to do it properly. So today the leasing is we are only talking about the X tower. Though all towers are getting ready, of course X will get ready faster than Y. It's all work in progress.
Okay. Second question is, so now see, we have started seeing momentum on the construction on the commercial side. So do you think is it the right time to look at some strategic investor to come in and probably dilute some stake in the commercial portfolio and raise some capital for growth or capex, so which may elevate some issue around
that? Not just.
So do you think
the game plan is we got a good goal? I think we'll be working towards that goal.
So is there any timeline, or are you open to option, or you're not? I mean, you will first build out and then only look at doing some kind of monetization there.
Yes, we have an open mind, but the idea is now to build out and lease it and then do whatever.
Okay, build and lease and then do whatever you want to do. Okay. Sure, sir. Third thing, sir, just on the Mumbai portfolio, so now we see that there is whatever GDV is left now, so we are not seeing any major project, new project coming up beyond the sustenance. I think only the commercial is coming up. So how is the business development pipeline building out in Mumbai, because it has been a good contributor last year. So how in next 2 years, how do you think this will build out? And I also see that you have added Lonavala as in the land bank. So what is that project?
No. See, the thing is, there's a big pipeline for business development in Mumbai. Actually, we go slow. At the same time, there's a lot of opportunity. We've got the biggest one, which is called the Prestige Place, which is in Worli, which is the Rija Mata Nagar, where they've done the plans, everything else. Even that will come into the market. We've tied up something in Borivali. We've tied up something in Thane. And then, of course, we have office, which is about 1 million-plus square feet. In near the airport, Sahar Airport. So it's quite a lot of things that are there. There's no question about not being there. There's a big pipeline, and we are very conservative. We are very measured in what we take. There's no sense in going full speed ahead.
So within the pre-sales now from Mumbai, how much you're targeting this year? I mean, you have done 6,000 last year. So what would be internally you'll be targeting from Mumbai in this year?
So, Mumbai has done 6,000. As I said, we are looking at a growth of 15-20%. If you get more, it'll be great.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. Those are my questions, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, please press star and then one to ask a question. Your next question comes from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question, and congratulations on a set of numbers. So my first question is on the Mahalakshmi asset. Has there been any delay by 1 year of completion from FY28 to FY29? And if that's the case, we are not seeing any change in the exit rental estimate. So that's my first question. What's on that front?
No, there's no delay at all. We are all on track. Everything, whatever we are now, right from the day one, we've been consistent. There's no delay.
Understood. Sir, my second question is on
because calendar year is when we plan to finish it in 2028. So maybe it's moved from FY28 to FY29, but it's the same calendar year.
Understood. Sir, my second question is on the Rija Mata Nagar project. I thought we were expecting it in FY27. But now it's moved to FY28. So is there any chance of it moving again to FY27? What's the thought on that front?
I think it could happen. You see, it's all a question of, timing. It's a question of getting the approval. We have done the plan. But, regulatory stuff, till the regulatory stuff gets done. Otherwise, the plan is clear. It's a flat plan today, and I think it's only about approval.
Understood. And sir, just how should we look at the peak net debt or peak net debt to equity? And just thought on operating cash flows, and what's our peak net debt to equity? Or is there any hurdle that we don't want to cross from a peak net debt perspective?
This quarter we have seen a slight spike in the debt equity level because of what we mentioned, that we had acquired a couple of land parcels. Now, all those land parcels that we have acquired, we are looking at launching in the current financial year. So there will be a lot of capital which will get unlocked. So in the current financial year, we don't see the debt equity spiking further. So we have kept a cap of 0.75. Okay, we don't believe that we should breach the 0.75 level.
No, and plus what happens is we can't look at it quarter on quarter. We have to look at it holistically. Now, Chennai, we spent 800 crores for Ramco, another 350 or 400 crores on TDS. So a lot of money has gone in, and then something in Aran Nagar in Mumbai. So all these investments have been made, and they get cashed out eventually.
Understood, sir.
Moreover, operating is also having quite healthy. So current financial year, we have done 7,000 crores of operating cash flow, and the growth what we are predicting, 15% to 20%, should result in the coming financial year an operating cash flow of 8,500 to 9,000 crores. So we don't see any further spike in it unless we do some large acquisition or anything.
Understood. And so my final question is on the EBITDA margin front. In the fourth quarter, we have recorded roughly 26%. Eventually, we expect this number to go to 30%. So by when should we expect that number to start coming in? Because I think now in FY27, our FY22-23 projects should start getting completed, right?
I agree that whatever we have done in 22 is getting recorded in the current financial year, and maybe whatever we have done in 23 will be recorded in the financial year 27. Mm-hmm. But what has happened also in the last couple of years quite fast. So we had clocked 10,000 crores of sales in FY22, and that is what we have recorded close to 9,500 on the residential front in FY26. But my residential pre-sales number is now 30,000 crores. So just to give a number, my approximate overheads, including my salary cost, my advertisement, marketing spend and all that, is close to 1,000 crores. On a 10,000 crores, it is 10% overhead rate. But on 30,000, it's just 3%. So there's a gap of 5-6%, which is just because of the lag in revenue recognition versus the pre-sales. So till the time my revenue recognition does not catch up with the pre-sales number, you will see some difference in the reported number versus the actual EBITDA number.
Understood, sir. That's all the question I had. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kunal Lakhan with CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I got disconnected. So just following up on my question, in terms of like, if you look at the launches of 57,000 crores and say last year, I think almost 60-65% came from our new launches. Our new launches were almost 60-65% sold. You know, if you just kind of do the same math and the 3,500 crores of subsequent sales, we should be able to be on the higher side of the guidance or maybe possibly even surpass the guidance that we are giving for 27. Would that not be a fair assumption?
So I believe that is a fair assumption, but at the same time, we want to be conservative in how we approach this. Of course, we will make the best efforts to exceed our guidance, but we will at bare minimum meet the guidance of 15-20%.
Understood. Just to again...
7,000 crores of GDV that we were slated to launch this financial year. We've already launched 9,500 this quarter, and we have planned to launch another 5,000 crores worth of projects, which should give us about 14,000 crores of GDV for this quarter. So all of this depends on the regulatory environment. Hopefully, all being in our favor, this will happen.
Sure. Also on the demand side of things, right? I mean, when we look at FY27, a lot of our launches are Bangalore and Hyderabad heavy or centric, right? How should we look at in terms of like the demand environment in these markets? Are they considering like the narrative that's going on the IT side of things, tech side of things, in terms of hiring as well as job cuts. How should we look at the, what are you sensing on the demand side? Like, you know, are you seeing some slowdown in the decision making, some impact on footfalls, conversion?
I mean, it's been very healthy so far. Our sales have been consistent month on month across different geographies. And the base customer, I mean, ex-Mumbai has been the IT customer. So I would say, yes, they have accepted, you know, the higher pricing and, you know, the larger ticket price forms as what it was compared to years back. But we've also been very cognizant of what the appetite is, and we've also been designing products as such, not to exceed a certain ticket price. So as long as we're selling within that region, I think sales will be very healthy. And, you know, the mid-income is always evergreen. So we haven't seen any kind of slowdown.
Okay, just to follow up on that, are you alluding towards some push?
Sorry, we're not able to hear you clearly.
Kunal sir, we have lost your audio once again.
Hello.
Kunal sir?
Yeah.
So we have lost your audio once again.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I was just asking that, are you alluding towards there is some pressure or pushback on the, you know, higher ticket size apartments in these markets?
In fact, there's no pushback at all. The demand is the same. There's no pushback at all.
Okay, sure. And lastly, on the Jijamata Nagar launch, right? The STP related issue, is it sorted, or and what could be the contingency on this if this prolongs?
No contingency. It all will be done. It's, we are coming up with a much better scheme. It's only work in progress. We'll the next quarter we'll be very, very sure where we are, and then I think maybe in the next call we'll be able to tell you something very positive.
Perfect. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Biplab from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations on the excellent year. So first question is more of a clarification on the net debt issue. I didn't understand. So sir, are you saying that there would be moderation in the or the net debt number won't go up in absolute terms, and it will stay at 11,000 crore level, or you are referring that debt equity ratio will stay at the same level?
See, we are not saying that it will remain at the same level, but it will remain within 0.75 debt equity level. There will be a slight maybe 1,000-1,500.
Go up and go down is not a problem.
So dynamic. It's dynamic. So what we are saying is it will remain within 0.75 level. We have healthy cash flows which will sustain our development business as well as give cash flows to our business development. And the reliance on debt will be minimal.
Okay. Thanks. And on the, you know, the rental assets that you are developing in BKC, Mahalakshmi and Dial, so by when do you expect them to generate rental, full-fledged rental, I mean, say 70% occupancy and generating rental in these three assets?
Properties get ready, so it's all we look at financial year 28 or 29.
Okay, so by 29, if the, you mentioned about the property getting ready, do you expect them to be fully leased and generating rental full-fledged?
Yes, there's no doubt.
Okay. And final question is on the, the Noida project, Bougainvillea. Is it at the same level that it was earlier, or there is some progress? Because we keep on reading news that there is some Supreme Court order, things are moving in that sports city sector.
Now, finally, there's some positive move on that. The master plan has been approved. So now we can go and get our building plans approved, and we'll be ready for launch in the next quarter.
That's the great news. Thank you, sir.
Very positive news.
Very positive, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parvez Qazi with Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is continuing to Biplab's question. In NCR, we also have added another project, Prestige Meadows, 3.8 million square feet. So just wanted to get some more color on it. Is this our Gurgaon project, and we expect to launch this in FY27?
Yes. Yes, we do. The plan is to launch it this year.
And this is the sector 90 or sector 92, if I'm not wrong.
Right? 92.
Sure. Second question is, in Q4, what was the contribution of launches to our principal? Launches to our pre-sales. So what percentage of our Q4 pre-sales came from the projects that we launched in the same quarter?
The entire financial year, it was 63%. Maybe I'll share that data point with you for this specifically.
Sir, I'll take the data offline. Lastly, of the 50-odd thousand crore GDV addition that we did in FY26, what is the payment which is still to be made for those projects added? Thanks.
Whatever we have added on the business development, the balance is all those lands we have fully paid. The one we acquired in Raidurg and the two land parcels in Chennai, the balance to pay is close to 500 crores.
Sure.
Thanks. I think major balance payable.
Sure. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Gaurav Khandelwal with JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. I just wanted to ask if you're seeing any issues in construction in terms of raw material availability, labor issues across your different project sites, geographies, owing to the West Asia conflict. That's my first question.
See, more than the West Asia conflict, we had election in the northeast in India, so about 1 month all our labor had gone for elections and voting and all that. Now the good news is they started coming back. And I think by first week of June we'll be fully labored. Yes, now on the commodity front and on the availability of materials, it's only to be seen. As of today there is no shortage, but if things go really bad, then there's something for us to get concerned about. As of today, I think availability is there, but the pricing is definitely going to go up.
Got it. But in this case, do we then think that this quarter, as in 1Q FY27, the constructions would be a bit on the slower side?
No, we have to make up because we've got best-in-class contractors like L&T and Kalpatru, they will definitely ramp up better and make sure that they don't lose time. So our endeavor always will be, focus will be to see that we are on the ball on that, and I don't think we should have any concern.
Got it. Thanks for that. That's very clear. My other question is if you could just give us some sense of how many of your customers are NRI customers, and I know if this is still early to ask, but are you seeing any potential shift in demand from the Middle East to India property markets?
Now that we can't really gauge, you see, but yes, we've always had a small percentage of NRI customers and they keep buying. It's not that everybody in Middle East will come and start buying here. That's not going to happen. But it's only a matter of time.
But at least in terms of, let's say, year-on-year trend or sequential trends, are you seeing the interest from that small NRI cohort? Is that still the same or moving up or moving down?
That is very sentiment-driven. We consistently do some NRI sales every year. and that number is around the same. I think mindset of NRI is very different to our primary buyer, which is you know, resident in India, and who are immediate consumers. So I think we need to take cognizance of that. Sometimes these things happen, you know, where the geopolitical crises can change sentiment, but that only gives a very small blip in the numbers, or change in the numbers.
Got it. And if I can just confirm, how much would NRI constitute in form of sales, like 10% of the total sales or something around that zip code?
Yeah, it's about 5 to 8% of our overall sales. That's about 1,500 crore.
Got it. Okay. Those were all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Akash Gupta with Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking up my follow-up question. So my question was more on the strategic front and like a timeline from a 3 to 4 year perspective. Currently, we are looking at 35,000 crores of pre-sales, which would be roughly 4 to 5% market share. In like 5 years, would it be okay to estimate Prestige taking 10% market share, which would be like roughly a 70,000 crore, 80,000 crore pre-sale? The question is that a reasonable assumption?
It's a reasonable assumption with the market, everything being the same. We'll take it step by step, but I don't want to jump too high. As of today, we are looking at this number, and then I think there is room for growth, and suddenly the growth may come. But you see, also you need to have the bandwidth to manage that. You see, bandwidth in the same is the supply, the overall construction ability, all those things also we have to handle. Today, I've got 65,000 crores worth of unrecognized revenue in my books, which are where the product is sold and not coming to my books because it's just sold and it's not coming to the books because of the accounting system. And that's 65,000 crores.
Understood. And so my second question is on this again. In 2 to 3 years' time, with all this AI thing happening and this IT slowdown happening, obviously we're not seeing a slowdown in footfall right now, but then in 2 to 3 years' time, do you think there are other industries, GCCs, etc., that are offsetting that sluggishness in the IT demand? Which other sectors are offsetting it? And like, especially in a city like Bangalore, how are you seeing that mix changing in 2 to 3 years' time?
No, there is demand on the GCCs are picking up more space. And then if you say AI, AI also needs space. AI data centers need space. And then AI and data centers, the type of job creation will happen will be a different type of job creation. So it's just every one business will lead to the other.
Understood. That's all the question I have, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take our next question coming from the line of Yash Gupta with Ashit Koteja Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Sharma, first question is on EBITDA margin. As we have said that our revenue recognition needs to pick up to the pre-sales number. But I think the gap will always be there. So do you think our reported EBITDA margin will always be 25% only rather than 30%?
It will be in the range of 25% only. Yes. Because the catch-up will take some time. Okay, so on an in that time the catch-up doesn't happen, it will be in the range of 25%.
But sir, do you think like in 2021 we have some legacy project which is a low margin project? So once those projects are over, so in next FY27, we will be going to have some better margin?
That's why I mentioned 25%, yes, because in financial year 26, we have reported close to 21-22% EBITDA margin. The drop on 25% was mainly because of whatever legacy projects which we had acquired in Mumbai, okay, whatever
had been already sold by the erstwhile developer, which we had to honor those prices now. So margins on those sales were actually very low. So there was a different margin. On top of it, as I mentioned earlier, overheads also has contributed to that different margin. So current financial is 22%, but on a stabilized basis, you can say 25%. And when the pre-sales and my revenue recognition is more or less a similar number, then it will be close to 28%.
Okay. My second question is on the completion basis. We have projected to complete 20 plus residential projects in FY27. How much revenue will going to recognize in FY27?
My revenue recognition will be in the range of 12,000 to 13,000 on the residential side.
Okay. And this quarter we have added this Prestige Kohinoor as Prestige Quantum Commercial in Mumbai. Can you throw some light on both these projects?
Sorry, Prestige Kohinoor and?
Prestige Quantum in commercial.
Yeah, Prestige Quantum is a 1 million square feet in Sahar. And Prestige Kohinoor is a project which is on your Federal Road flyover.
Reach Candy.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for your faith and belief reposed in us. I think the team is very dedicated and we are all very focused on achieving some good results for this coming year and also creating some good delights for our investors and our customers. So thank you very much and have a good year.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.